This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Kate Brindle joins us to talk about how to make a boring internship really exciting.
This became like an obsession, you know? I mean, this is...
You got a whole team working on this. You just have a room full of people on this case.
Yes, we did. I mean, it was me, my boss, all the other interns.
Even your boss.
My boss, Exotica. Like, Exotica was in on it. Yes. This is 2000 at the Sally Jesse Raphael Show. And so she was famous for her red glasses. And so she had a talk show all through the 80s and 90s, and she used to be like a respectable journalist.
Yeah.
And then she just became all about sending teens, out of control teens, to boot camp. That was her.
So this is like the beginning of those shows.
The trashy. Right. So she filmed in the same building that Maury did. So he was like, who, my baby daddy? And she was, send my teen to boot camp. And so I was in college and I was, you know, studying theater. And then I randomly went to an interview there and was like, this is like the dorm. It's so fun. People were drinking in the office. I'm not even kidding.
It was just a huge party.
Oh, yeah. And so I was like, I want to work here. Yeah.
Most of the people on the show are people that work there.
Right. But, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. They were totally fake guests who, you know, as long as they told us they were real, then, you know,
exactly.
They were real. Mm-hmm. So, so I worked there. So, I mean, I got to do a couple things. Like, I got to hang out with Coolio the one day because Coolio was bored and he was a guest and they just needed someone to hang out with him. And so, and that's the thing. He wasn't even a guest, like, as Coolio. Like, for some reason, I don't know if his agent thought this was going to jumpstart his career.
Your big comeback.
You're doing this shitty talk show that nobody watches. And so they did used to, but it's on kind of on its way out. So he was like the expert where he was going to give the what's what to the out of control teams.
Okay.
And meanwhile, the guy's like high as a kite, you know.
Right.
Because I had to go hang out in the green room with him and all he wanted to do was eat pizza and watch Divorce Court. And so that's what we did. And then occasionally I would just ask him about the celebrities guy, he knew.
He sounds very fascinating.
Oh, it was riveting. Like, he would just every now and again, he would just make fun of the guests on Divorce Court. And then I'd just be like, so do you know Snoop Dogg? And then he would say, yeah. And then, you know, of course, I was like 20 and naive.
Could you imagine doing that now? And it'd be Coolio and you're like, real quick, can I get a picture?
I know. No, I totally would. But because this was like pre-cell phone cameras, so the only thing I have as proof that I got to hang out with Coolio for my job is just the fact that I'm like, I got to hang out with Coolio. Of course, now most people are like, who the hell is that?
All that theme song.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. That's all I know about Coolio. I'm dating myself here.
I mean, I don't think he had, you know, such a long career, but
So
occasionally I would do things like that, but mostly we would answer. So whenever we didn't have anything else to do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, sometimes I would have to go buy clothes for the guests because they would wear these really inappropriate things. Or sometimes some of the guests who had been repeat guests knew that they could kind of work it. So they would get to New York. The producers are relying on them. And then all of a sudden the guests would say, oh, I'm not doing the show unless I get like dental work.
Wow.
So I would have to go take them to get dental work.
And that's smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no,
if you really need dental work,
just do a talk show, right?
Yeah.
And you get a per diem. It's good. So, so I would do things like that. But the main thing that I did was we would just answer the 1-800 number, which was the 1-800, I want to be on the show, basically. But there were regulars who would call because it was basically people who had nothing to do during the day.
They would just call every day. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. And or they were so delusional that they actually thought they could talk to Sally.
Yeah.
So they would just say like, oh, yeah.
Just wanted to meet somebody semi-famous.
Yeah, they're like, put Sally on.
And you're like, just like, I know Coolio.
Right.
So I don't have the time for you.
For your shenanigans.
Nice try, Colin.
Right. And so, you know, and that's the thing. The producers, if we got enough good leads for real guests or guests who would, you know, I guess, pretend to be real. The producers were like, we don't care what you do. Hang up on these people, mess with them, whatever you want. And so it was kind of like the prank calls would come to us. So people would just come in because a lot of these people are just ridiculous, you know. And so
they really want to be on this show.
They want to be on this
show. Kind of person they are.
Right. And so we would always, do you know the Sally Beauty Supply company? Okay. People would call and ask for Sally. And what we could do was transfer the calls, but really conference them. So we would just listen in. And so we would just say, oh, hold on. And we're going to put you right through ask for Sally. Well, we would just transfer them to random Sally beauty supplies across the country. And so the one time this woman was talking about, oh, my teen, she's out of control. I can't control her. Well, the woman thought she was talking about hair. So the woman, she's like, okay, well, you want to condition like once a day and you could, you know, come on in, we'll get you hooked up. It's like, okay. So we, you know, we used to kind of have a lot of fun, and it was called the cart room.
Anything that gets through the day.
Right. For sure. Exactly. And answering the phones constantly, because these phones would just ring off the hook. And so there was one guy who would call every single day, and his name, and he would call around lunchtime, and his name was John Gardner. That's what he said. Okay. His name. Come to find out, it's not his name, but that's a little foreshadowing the story. But so he would call every day, and he kind of talk like this. Yeah. And so I don't think he was entirely all there.
Yeah,
and
he's
so
a little messed up in the head, probably.
A little bit, maybe a little brain damage.
he's got the day off every day.
So every day.
He's not working much.
Right. And so, you know, we could tell his voice, and he kind of became entertaining. And so we made up these fake names. And so my name was Delilah.
Okay.
You know, not the most common name, but believable enough. And so this is how we kind of knew he wasn't really all there. So my boss, her fake name was Exotica.
Exotica.
And he would just ask for her, like, he was just calling me like, is Exotica there? You know, like, oh, that's her, you know, just
totally,
human name.
Totally.
Yeah. So
Exotica's in.
Right. Let me put you through. So he would just kind of make small talk every day. And then he was really obsessed with thong underwear. So he would just ask just repeatedly, like, you got your thongs on today? And so usually we just say no. And I was always, you know, kind of like, honesty is the best policy. But then I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to say yeah. And, you know, see what he says. And he had no response. It was like 30 seconds later. He's like,
you're the only person that's ever said yes to this.
I think so. And, you know, so then he would just ask again. Like, he was just had no idea. Mm-hmm. I was like, so you got your thongs on? It's like, yes, John. I just said that. So anyway, so he became kind of a regular. And we were curious, okay, who is this guy? Where is he calling from? All this stuff. Because this was it wasn't pre-caller ID, but we had these old, you know, kind of.
It wasn't as easy as 2015 to find somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. And they were, I mean, these old phones. And then you couldn't, is it Star 69 or Star 67?
Star 69, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And so they wouldn't do that because you had to like dial a 9 to get out or something. Yeah. So, I mean, this was it became our mission to.
Yeah. So this is a huge task.
Right. Yeah. Find out who is this guy who's calling. And so every day we would ask him, you know, like, what's your phone number? We'll call you back. And we would think of all these lies, like, Sally's going to call you back. And and he would never give us his number, never. And then finally, we started breaking him down slowly, where he would give us like one digit.
What's the time frame here?
Like, every day.
Every day. Would you say, for like, how long did you intern there?
Like 5 months.
Yeah. Okay. So this is over the course of 5 months.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, some days if he was feeling generous, he would give us maybe two digits. And then other days he would just ignore us and talk about our songs again and just completely ignore the, what's your phone number, John?
Well, I'll tell you if you give me three digits.
Right. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't like promise him like a selfie, like I'll send you my song picture, you know, back then. So, yeah. We should have. Probably would have gotten to the bottom of it sooner. But so finally we get him to give us his number. Mm-hmm. And we do reverse phone directory, and we find out it's North Olmsted, Ohio, is where he's calling from. Yeah, and we're in New York City. And so, but, you know, again, we have no idea. Is this a fake number? You know, has he just been leading us on? So he's calling, won't tell us where he's calling from. You know, and every time we call this number, no one picks up. So we're like, that's pretty bizarre. Like, no voicemail, nothing. Well, then finally, we get a break, and he's talking to us one day. I mean, this became like an obsession, you know? I mean, this is...
You got a whole team working on this. You just have a room full of people on this case.
Yes, we did. I mean, it was me, my boss, all the other interns.
Even your boss.
My boss, Exotica. Exotica was in on it. Yes, yeah. And so this became our mission. I mean, it was... Because, you know, it was kind of... It was like
that. Reason to be excited about your internship at that specific show.
Well,
you weren't necessarily doing, you know, your dream work.
Right.
You know? So you're just like, well, I can make this caller, this calling position fun, you know.
Exactly. And it was, I mean, it wasn't all hanging out with Coolio. So that was only one time. Yeah, you know?
Your alternatives are hang out with Coolio or figure out where John Gardner is. Right. Where in the world is John Gardner?
Where is he? And so we finally get this break. So we're calling, you know, we're talking to him, and all of a sudden the phone just click, you know, hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was like back when you could, you know,
yeah, when
slam down the phone. and mean it. And so we immediately call back, and this guy picks up, and he's like, is that your little friend? Because your little friend is harassing women in the mall.
What?
What? Yeah.
What's going on?
So we're like, oh, yeah, we were just talking to him. Is this is a mall? And the guy says, yeah, this is a payphone at the mall. Oh, and then he hangs up on us. All right, we, you know, hot on the trail.
Yeah, right, we're closer. Even this guy in Ohio is on the case.
I know. Well, and I wasn't exactly shocked that he was harassing women in the mall, because I think he was probably asking them for their songs in person.
Yeah, which is even more not even okay.
Yeah. So somehow we figure out this mall. We get him to say, like, what's around him. Mm-hmm. And so I think he was near the food court or something.
Yeah.
So we get online. We're like, malls in North Homestead, you know, and we finally figure out that there's a travel agency by this payphone. Like, we locate the payphone, and so I call the travel agency. I'm like, this is going to sound really weird. And I explain the whole thing. I'm like, there's going to be this guy who gets on the payphone, and I'm going to call you when he gets on the payphone on the other line. Can you leave your office and describe what he looks like? I know I'm a stranger, and
it'll make sense. It'll make complete sense.
Yeah, and it's like, I have no interest in travel. I don't even live in Ohio, but and so this woman gets into it. Like, we're explaining the whole thing.
Woman in Ohio works at a travel agency who is looking for something to do during the day.
Right,
at her job.
Yeah,
like you guys.
Right, and so you know, we've got her on the team, and
that's awesome. You're connecting people. This is great.
Yeah, she didn't have a fake name. We should have, but we should. She should have been like Delilah, Bethany or something.
Yeah, Betsy's like hot on the officer. Hot Betsy, hot on the trailer, right. Just like sneaking around the mall. This guy's no idea. There's really no reason to get sneaky about it, but she's just on her tippy toes behind, like,
whispering. So we have Betsy, you know, on her side. And so somehow he starts. So he would change the details just enough. So he would say, like, something about the Holiday Inn. And we realized there was a Holiday Inn across the street, but there were also these other hotels. And I think at one point he said he worked at the Holiday Inn. Well, Betsy, so we call Betsy, and he calls, and we call him. Betsy's in, thank God. And
he's on 75 South. I'm right behind him.
Betsy, go now. Go. Because he would hang up on us sometimes, probably because he was getting in trouble with security. So we didn't know how long he was on the phone. So Betsy goes out. We're like, is he wearing a Holiday Inn outfit or anything? And she says, no, he's wearing a Courtyard by Marriott outfit, and he looks like a dishwasher. Yes. Now, how?
Getting closer.
Yeah.
So she's, all right, so she's watching him as he's on the phone with you guys.
Right.
Okay, that's so amazing.
So she, like, puts down her phone, because it's still like
this is some great cop work.
Fashioned.
I'm really impressed, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a rush. You know? Like,
that's pretty awesome.
You know? And awesome. I feel like I might have a future in, like, bounty hunting or
you
something.
Totally
you know?
You totally could.
Yeah, I don't know how I put this on a resume.
You're clearly very capable. Right. I mean, this is pretty odd. And it's one of those cases that you don't ever want to be solved, because you know as soon as this is done, you're going to be done with your internship.
It's done. Like, exactly. You
know, so you're just like, I want this to last forever, because how often does John Gardner call me?
About long underwear.
Yeah, about my undergarments.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
There's only one John Gardner.
And there's only one guy who talked like this. Lungs. And so I don't know if he was putting on his voice or if that was
like
his real voice. I didn't enlist Betsy to figure that out once she told us. Because she told us he was wearing a Courtyard by Marriott outfit. And he was, you know, the dishwasher. And so, so we're like, all right, we're going to call the Courtyard. So we call the Courtyard and make up this story about, you know, we were at the breakfast buffet, the dishwasher, we wanted to send him a little note thanking him for such excellent service. We just want to make sure. Is his name John? And the woman goes, oh, the dishwasher? No, his name is Peter.
Okay.
So we okay. So
new developments.
Now we have a name. Now we have a name, right?
We have a name. We have you have a picture board up, right. Like you know, with marker.
With the yarn, yeah, like the push pins.
Marriott, yeah. Holiday Inn. Right. Betsy, you got Betsy over in the corner.
It's like Memento. Doesn't he have that with like all the post-its? Yeah. You know, so you can remember everything and
get all these details.
We had a file folder. I mean, we like legit had a file folder. So. So finally we're like, all right, we got a first name, but you know, it's North Olmsted. Mm-hmm. So we make up another story, same kind of thing. Oh, such excellent service. We want to thank his manager. Yeah. What's his last name? And this is on a different day. We finally get his name. His name is Peter Weber, which pretty common. Mm-hmm. And who knows if he even lives alone. This is obviously like pre-Facebook. So we decide that we've gotten all we can, and we're going to go out there. We're going to drive.
No way.
To North Olmsted.
From New York City?
From New York, yeah.
Oh, my God. So you, your boss, you guys just pack up and
just
leave.
Just us, yeah.
Okay, you and your boss?
Right, right. And so I kind of said...
And you were still on the clock as an intern.
Well, this was kind of when my internship was ending.
So you had the time.
Ending. So we had like a little weekend to, you know, go trek out there.
North Olmsted, Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, she was still working out there. And
Totally. And so she just took some time off to go crack this case wide open.
Right. Right. And I kind of said, oh, well, you know, my parents live in Michigan. And so
we have a place to crash if we need it.
Right. Yeah. I don't even think we made it to Michigan.
Yeah. We'll set up shop and stake out from Michigan.
X-ray glasses and binoculars, all that. So I don't think we made it to Michigan. Actually, I think we just got a hotel. So we got a hotel. As luck would have it, we price lined this hotel randomly because we're like, we'll just camp out in the courtyard by Marriott parking lot, having no idea what his work schedule was. And so by luck, the Priceline hotel was right next to the courtyard by Marriott. Okay. So
nice.
We decided we're going to stake it out. And I think in my head, we were doing something illegal, even though we weren't. And so I refused to even go in the courtyard by Marriott because I was so afraid.
It's kind of uncomfortable. You're kind of like, you're starting to question why you're even, like the lengths you're going to. Like, who's the creep now in this situation,
right?
Like, is it me or is it the thong underwear guy?
Well, right. And we're like.
Because he just called and asked and he was just being weird, which is, it's not right, but it's. But I'm in North Olmsted right now.
I'm in North Olmsted. Yeah. Right. And that's what, you know, we were thinking, what are we going to say to him? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you harassed us on the phone, but we just spent $20 in tolls, $60 in gas, and we got a hotel room. You know, who's the loser now?
Yeah, he's just going to be like, well, let's go. You know, like, right. He's just
let me see that thong.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So what ended up happening was... I stayed in the car because I was too afraid. And then Exotica went in and
Exotica
may or may not have gotten a glance of the back of his head.
Okay.
And then she came out. She was like, I think I saw him. Don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
So we put in like months of work to basically go out there, spend all this money and turn around and leave.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No. We did. We did kind of call his bluff, though, because the next time he called, you know, he's like, let me see your thong. We're like, I don't think so, Peter Weber.
And then you just slam down the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was. That was kind of the last of him. I don't think he called anymore after that.
Yeah, he's all creeped out. Not even knowing that you guys drove from New York to North Olmsted, Ohio.
That we like staked out his job, basically, and hung out in the parking lot. And so.
Oh, my God.
So that was that.
I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed.
And how pathetic it was, or just our sheer determination.
It's not pathetic. I don't know. You're a hard worker. You show like, you know, determination.
That's true. Maybe I could get a job on like Dateline or something do some investigative.
Imagine how much easier that would be now knowing with all the technology we have.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was, you know, the ending. I think it was a good ending. We got
a great
what
ending.
We wanted, which was we found the truth.
Right.
And
you
I think
found,
that was enough.
And you're like, you know what? We'll just let this guy go. It's like in the movies. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're driving. They're like at the border of Mexico. Just let him go.
Right. And then roll credits.
Yes, exactly. Roll. You guys are just walking back to the hotel from the Marriott. Toss down your two-way radios. Right. And you,
pull up our fake mustaches.
What channel are you on? Channel 3? Channel 4? What channel?
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to katebrindle.com and find out where she'll be performing at next, or you can follow her on Twitter at katebrindle. And if you want to catch up on previous shows, you can always subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio, or you can go to podbean.com and find us there. And please follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.